All right, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council public hearing to order for 7 o'clock here in regards to the city ordinance number 170, the 2024 city fee schedule. I don't know if anybody from the public had any comment on the city fee schedule.
I think during the budget workshop, the only discussions we had was looking at raising the hall rental and kind of what we had talked was going to what we have now is $950 per city resident and $1,050 for non-resident. We talked about going to $1,200. I don't know where the council wants to set it for city residents. A little bit of a break yet or?
Yeah.
I don't know if public has any comment on it.
On that portion?
Yeah, or on any of the city fee schedules.
Okay, well, I'm Sheldon Rooks, 618 Donald. My main comments were, this was the budget workshop that we had last week.
This isn't for the budget, though.
Oh, this is trying to figure out
City fee schedule, I'm sorry.
All right.
Yep. So just what you, yeah. And there's more than just what you see up there for city fee schedule. Yeah. That's the main focus, what we're looking at. Council, I think we can wait till we get to the meeting for that then.
Yeah, so other than that, no changes from for any other fees that we've charged.
Well, if I don't know, there's no other public comment that wants to be made in regards to the city fee schedule. I look for a motion to go ahead and close the public hearing.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
So moving second to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. City public hearing for December 12th is closed at 19:02. Now we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for December 12th, 2023. If all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of America, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome everyone this evening. As we are on the eve of another heat wave. So we'll move it open to public comments, and basically we'll be looking for any public comment on any of the items that are on there or anything else that anybody had as well.
Okay, where I started before, this was the workshop one that we had last week, and I was going through what we published after that, and I didn't see a lot of changes in there. I was just trying to figure out where it went from the percentage from, I don't know if it was from the five or down to the five. From all our discussions we had that night, I'm trying to figure out exactly what changes were made, because I don't see that, so I'm just trying to figure it out. That's the big one.
Okay,
we'll go over that when we get into the budget.
Anything else for public comment? Okay, we'll move on then to agenda review. I look for a motion to adopt unless there's something we need to change in the agenda. Okay.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
No, adopt the agenda first.
Adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
So moving second to adopt the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Now the consent agenda.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moving second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As always, I will keep this short and sweet. So officer selections, as of last month, we didn't have anybody that had ran for the Captain 1 spot. Firefighter Jason Mockentoon came to me after the fact, and he said he had too much on his plate at the beginning of that because he's building a new house here in town. And then he asked me if he could still run for an officer position. We talked about it, and we talked to the department about it. Nobody had any issue with it. So what we're looking to do is he actually wants to run for Captain 2 position, which is our equipment captain. And Jared Mockentoon would run for the open Captain 1 position as a training captain. And then that Captain 2 position would be a one-year term. Captain 1 would be a two-year term. So as it sits right now, I have their applications here. All of our officer positions would be filled. Nothing takes effect until January 1. So I didn't see an issue with it. There's no pay issue. Like I said, nothing takes effect till January 1. So I'm looking if there's any questions, comments, concerns about any of this. Jason is more than qualified. He's got 20 years in Green Isle Fire Department. He's a captain over there. The way our trainings and meetings work out, he's able to do both. So he's here for a lot of our stuff. I have no reason to not foresee this go through. So if you guys have any questions or concerns about it, if not, I guess I would look to accept what we got going on.
Council, any questions? Look for a motion to accept the selection of officers as stated by the chief.
Make a motion to accept the officers stated by the chief.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the officers selected as stated by the chief. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Popper, aye.
Councilman Paulzina, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Okay, we're set.
All right, you guys have anything else for me before I take off?
Council, anything?
Nope.
Nothing here. You're good?
All right, cool. All right. Jeremy, I'll put these on your desk. Thanks, guys. Have a good
night, Chief. Move on then to Old City Business, minor subdivision.
Yeah, so I've been in touch with our attorneys. They promised me next week they would have the deeds done. But our attorney has assured us that we can use that lot for snow removal. So that's where we're at on there. I guess been working on some other big case. But hasn't been from a lack of effort for me to try to get it done, as you've seen in the back and forth emails. Yeah. But he did call and talk to me about that there is no reason we cannot use that lot for snow removal. It is our lot. Perfect. So he assured us we can use that because some of the emails that said, we want it done before the snow flies, which I thought would have flew a month ago, you know. But
yeah.
So he has assured me the deeds and all that will be done next week.
Very good. Council, any questions? Okay. Move on then to new city business. First order of new business is the 2024 agreement with SCH. Anybody have any questions or is there anything that the staff wanted to fill us in on?
No, nothing outside the norm than we've done every year with them. The one thing you will note in that agreement, it states that, it's up to 10 grand. We will most likely exceed that just once we do the Brad Street project. So, and then, but with that project, we'll do a separate professional services agreement with them for that project.
Okay. Well, there's no questions from council. I look for a motion to approve.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the 2024 agreement for professional services with SCH.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the 2024 agreement for professional services with SCH. Any further discussions? All in favor.
Councilman Paulzina, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Community Hall rental for 11-23-24.
All right. So I'm going to run this by you. So what we had happen is, I think the 22nd is the Lions bingo.
Ball bingo.
A renter was told that they would be able to rent it for that Friday, Saturday, but we have bingo. So I had checked with them if they would be, I let them know after the fact when they came back and had reserved this date, thinking they were going to be able to get in Friday. But as I looked into it, we've seen that the Lions Club has their bingo the Friday before. So they were a bit upset. They were told they could get in the Friday before, but they were adamant they wanted that date. And told them that I had said, we can do that, but you won't be able to get into Saturday morning. And then they said, well, what about a reduced rate? Because we can't get in until Saturday morning. So that's the dilemma I now have on my hand that I present to council. And if you were to consider anything, what I would look at is maybe $200 off the rental, because that's what we charge for an extra day outside what we allow.
Council, any thoughts, questions?
I just say take the $200 off.
Yeah, I don't think that's not a hill worth dying on.
$200 off. Yeah, make a motion to take the $200 off the previous amount for that rental.
Second.
So we will second it to take $200 off for 11/23/24. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. City employee review process may be reduced to 2004 wages and policies.
All right. So this has been brought to my attention, which I said I would bring it forth to council, is typically what we normally do and what we have in the handbook is that when you're hired, you get a 6-month review. And after the 6-month review, you don't get a review to the November thereafter. So I don't know if there was a bit of confusion with the new employees. They were hoping to get a raise this November again, because the point they made is then they go a year and a half without a raise. So something I would bring forth if we wanted to change that and to consider if employees should be considered for a raise for 2024 outside their 6-month reviews. The other thing is I've had some discussion. People come to me about talking about if we could do the review process through the personnel committee versus then how we do it with a closed meeting in the council or in an open meeting and with the council as a whole. Kind of like the hiring process. That's what it was brought to my attention. So I said I would bring it to council to put out there for discussion.
I was confused personally. That didn't go down. My fault for not reading the employee handbook, I guess. But yeah, that's not how I was expecting reviews to go. I was expecting 2 more reviews that night. And I guess in my experience, regardless of what's written now, I view that as a probationary period. I interpreted that as we felt the job was worth this much. We're only going to pay you this much until you prove yourself. Whether that's 6 months away from annual raise, because I mean, to me, that's you made it out of your probationary period, you get your money. And to me, that's completely untethered from your annual, what would be considered a cost of living raise for everybody else in this room. In the grand scheme of things, that happens one time in your employment.
That's what.
And I've had jobs like that. And I've had it where I think I got my 6-month review in September and I got my annual raise with everybody else. So, I mean, I guess that's what I was used to. That's what I was expecting that night.
That's what I think for me too. That's what I would consider normal. Like even if you get a raise 6 months, you have a review, it might not be as big of a increase because you just got that increase, but you still have that review
mm-hmm.
with everyone else.
I agree with everything they said. And what thinking also.
So you thinking then we're not going to do a review tonight then, but is that what we're thinking or?
Well, what I would look at, it would be nice is just look at, I haven't done no reviews. I've done the 6-month review. Is maybe what you want to look at, probably, I would say to be fair, is probably some cost of living increase or something of that nature. You know, if you want to consider a wage increase for 2024. You know, because like I said, otherwise, employees don't get another raise till January 2025, the new employees.
Mm-hmm. Or another option would be is if we want to do the review, and that we could do the review in January, mm-hmm. and then just rush for the pay
retro
back to the first of the month.
That'd be the other option.
I think I like that one.
Yeah,
I think so too.
You a chance to do the review.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I like that.
And then going into the year, we can explore the option of having the PC committee be the one that handles review and recommendations. Based on the review, okay. If we want to go that, if the council wants to.
Well, and even in addition to that, I'm not opposed to that at all. But I guess it's always just been for me, I should have said something. It's always just kind of awkward. We have reviews, whether those reviews are good or bad. We go back into an open meeting and then we discuss raises and wages. And I just feel like whatever they get an increase is public and will be made public. But I mean, I just feel like that conversation could be more private. I think, I just think both parties would speak a little more freely. I think it'd be a little more open conversation, both good and bad. Because you can't just say, hey, this guy's a rock star. I'm going to shower him at $17 an hour more this year. And at the same point in time, there might be stuff that may need to be said about an employee that just to me is almost disrespectful to say in a, And those negotiate, that may come up in a wage discussion. It's a touchy subject for both parties involved. And I just feel like that could be more private than it is now. That's just my opinion. So even if it's either goes to the personnel committee or we have those discussions in the closed meeting, if employee chooses closed, I don't think we go back open until the full review and a wage is settled on. And then coming back to an open meeting and then just basically approving what was discussed in the closed meeting. I don't know if there's legalities around that. I mean, I don't know if that messes with the procedure.
The only thing would be is I don't think you could make the motion in the closed meeting.
No, we're about to make a motion.
You know, you could have that discussion,
mm-hmm.
right? And then come to kind of an agreement and then come out of the meeting and then
make a motion to essentially accept what we talked about in the closed meeting.
Yeah,
right.
Go from there.
I actually like that a lot better because we're all, you know,
mm-hmm.
should just not be three people that say, you know,
right.
they have or not. Should be all.
And then you don't leave it upset because you don't get what you want.
Right.
And you're not going to say that once it opens again.
Yeah. Because, yeah, we may need an earful as a council.
Right.
And said employee might need an earful that, you know, it's a strong word, but you know what I mean? Yeah, I just feel like the, I guess I wouldn't want to have my review good or bad on the town square. that's just me personally. So I guess just trying to reciprocate what I would want.
So essentially going forward, all reviews will go to a closed meeting. We'll establish what we need and then go forward with
make the motion
once the meeting opens up to accept what we talked about.
But you could have the full review. Where it'd be a little more, I think what you're getting at, that one-on-one concept versus put on a stage,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you're a little more comfortable with the personnel committee, that, you know, you'd give them their review then, and then come, I mean, you could have the closed meeting and then to discuss that personnel committee meeting, you know, in the review. It might speed up the process too a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I think really what I've heard from people is just kind of to streamline this a little more.
Right.
You know, and to make it a little more comfortable, I think, for the employees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we do this unless council objects?
let's in January, let's pull the PC committee together and talk to the employees and then find out what they are. And then also find out what we can and cannot do in that closed meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You don't want to do anything.
Right.
In that closed meeting either.
Maybe want to do, well, we can do the personnel committee, and then whatever questions we have, we can run it by attorney.
Yeah.
And then get it in the handbook and get it approved.
Yep.
I like that. Yep. Good idea.
Good.
All right. I'll set that up.
Anybody else have any other questions or comments? Hold it. No? Okay. We'll move on to the city employee review. No, we already did that one. The approval of the employee handbook changes for EEST and drug testing. Jeremy, would you like to enlighten the public on EEST?
Sure. So, so this is a new statute, goes in effect in January. Hold on a minute. Well, I find it's easier to find it here. So we've made a lot of changes to the handbook, and I'm not going to go through them all, but I sent it to the council for reading or updating. PC's had personnel committees had meetings, but what they have is the new statute is ESST. And what that is sick and safe time. So it's a new law that goes into effect January 1, where every employer has to provide it. So anybody that works 80 hours can earn this 1 hour for every 30 hours worked. Is that right?
Yep.
Right? Up to a max of 48 hours.
Yep.
And that's just a new law. So we need to have that in our handbook, have that adopted. So how we're going to handle that with the full-time employees, it'll just start the beginning of the year. It'll be a part of their normal pay or sick pay. So they'll get the 48 hours of their total accumulation will go to this ESST. And then our part-timers. And the great thing is too, is I still don't know how this is going to be, how well it's going to be tracked or done, or if legislation is going to address it. But we found out, sorry, council, you're exempt. But firefighters are not. So that is another added expense and another tracking we have to do with the firefighters. So I don't know how that's going to work. I still don't. It's been a huge discussion on listserv, and nobody seems to have a real great answer on it yet, because the great biggest question that comes up, how are firefighters going to use it? They're volunteer, you know, so we're hoping that'll get addressed in legislation.
Is it for volunteer fire departments or ones that are paid?
Paid, where they would be considered an employee, where they're paid.
Is this a state law?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Is that time paid out then if they leave, or is it just lost?
Yeah,
if
no, use it or lose it. Lost. Like, yeah, use year? It or lose it.
Every year?
Yep.
There's you can carry over some, can't you?
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's up to 80 hours.
I think it's 80 hours. You're right. Yeah.
So the nightmare behind this is first you have to get to your 80-hour mark.
Yeah.
And then you get 1 hour for every 30 hours thereafter. The other caveat to this little ordinance, or if you want to call it that, law, is that we as the employee or employer cannot really inquire as to, are you sick, or do you not feel safe, or the reason why the person is taking this off until they hit after 3 days of consecutive days off.
So they can just up and leave without saying anything.
It's very vague. I can call in and say, yeah, I'm not feeling like working. Michael Golfin. I mean, it is so vague how it was written that it can almost be used for anything.
So we all just got more vacation time.
Well, it's an incentive, right? I mean, if to look at it, I mean, you use it or lose it. You can't carry so much. So folks are going to be
You're going to use it.
They're going to abuse it. Yeah,
they're going to get used. It's a good thing, but will it get abused?
Yeah. It's not technical. Well, it depends on how your employer handles it, because your employer does not have to add that to yours. So let's say you already get 40 hours of sick time a year. Well, now your employer doesn't have to give you the 40 you normally get. They'll just give you the 40 of this stuff.
Hmm.
Or they'll have to give you 48.
But, yeah, 48, right.
But you don't get, so if you're already getting more than 48 hours of sick time or are able to accrue, then this just replaces that sick time.
So it's pretty much more for part-time people.
For
a lot of people.
From a city standpoint, yeah. Because what we've done is just kind of built it into the sick time that we have for full-time. So there's no real effect there. other than you may run into some cases, though, where if you have so much of that built up, you may want to use some of that sick time, you know, before you lose it, that type you may run into. But it's where the added really comes into play is part-time and fire department. And I still don't know how they're going to really handle the fire department.
I think that's
because what is it like? Oh, I didn't make that call. We'll use my sick time. Or how's it work? You know, I'm as confused as anybody is. How we're going to work that out with firefighters.
I don't know if that'll really impact our department, though.
I think it'd be more the people that are on shift, like 24, like
12 hours. If you had a duty call and they were getting paid for duty call, that would be different.
Right. Well the key there is the 80 hours. You know, are they going to get to that 80-hour threshold?
Right. Yeah. We'll see how they handle it in the legislative session going forward.
I think more to come on this, to be honest.
Well, I'm crossing that bridge when we get there, I guess.
And then a lot of the main changes that we did to the handbook was for, you know, drug testing. And a lot of it was to basically focus in, which is another semi-gray area, of marijuana. I don't believe they have a czar that heading it up yet either, do they? I mean, the one that let go.
No, they have one. I don't know. I think it's a her again.
But yet, have they set limits yet?
No.
They haven't set limits either. So more to come on that too, I think.
Yeah.
And these were all what we're addressing are them two major legislative changes. And then there was... what was the other major change was with, I think, allowing time for breastfeeding, I think, was another big one.
Council, any questions? I know that was about as clear as mud, but.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, I wish I had better
answers. I don't think we have a choice.
Yeah,
we
don't have a choice. No, you don't have a choice.
We'll address it when it comes, I guess.
But.
And I would look for a motion to approve the employee handbook changes as stated.
Make a motion to approve the employee handbook as stated.
Second.
Moved seconded to approve the employee handbook changes as stated. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Popper, aye.
Councilman Polzina, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. We are now in congruence with the state of Minnesota. Move on then to the city fee schedule. As we mentioned in the public hearing, we're really just looking at the community hall rates. I know as we talked about at the budget workshop, we talked about increasing the rate for non-residents to increase it by $200, but keep the resident rate as it is at $950. Is there any further discussion on that or any of the other fees too? I mean, any of the other fees are open to it for now. I think
everything looks good. I like it.
For the hall, what do we, for the discussion there? Sorry, can't.
For the residents, I just keep it at 950.
950 and then 1200
for real.
Okay. And then, do we want to keep on the line of 100 more.
Yeah, if we're going to bump it by 2 miles.
Keep it in line.
Yeah.
Okay. Root letter is not. $1,200, $1,300, and $1,400 now. Okay. All right. So that's kind of keeping these the same and then bumping. So basically, the changes here will not be these. And then keeping, want to keep 425 then too for businesses and the benefit. And then where we're at here is. Cups I have at 10 cents. I don't know. Gosh, you comfortable with that, Jason? Do you think? Or
7 cents is what they cost.
Right. So right now we're at 7. Pop, we're paying about 85 cents a pound, and we're charging $1.25. So any thoughts on changing or increasing that? And then what we do for clubs, we only charge $1 a pound.
I keep it the same. For making money on the cups. Unless you see cups going up anytime soon.
Council?
All right. Then water sewer rates, I think, will just kind of tie into the budget. Here's where we currently are, and then along with the budget, just to show council utility rates, I've shown a 1% increase in water brings in about $2,000 in revenue and about $700 for sewer and stormwater. Just one thing I want to know, the sewer. You know, we're anticipating about a $4,200 hit. As you can see, water, we're projecting to the good. And then stormwater, we're projecting an $1,800 loss this year. And that's due to some work we're doing on Martha Street of about $6,500. So, but if you look at them funds, just if you're curious, like the water fund. You know, anticipated at about 110. Sewer is our healthiest fund. They were projecting it to be at about 250, even with the $40,000 net loss this year for repairs. And then same with stormwater, that fund is right around the $100,000 mark too. So, I mean, relatively cash flow wise, they're healthy. So the big thing there would be is, as we've discussed, the water after 2024, we'll be able to build that fund up, and we'll probably want to look at setting up a CD or something for the extra monies when that debt comes off of $60,000 a year and start putting that money away for future repairs or even some current repairs we may have. But so the water fund will... You know, like I said, as soon as something comes up, something always seems to replace it. Let's hope not, but that'll free up about $60,000 a year in debt.
Council, any questions or thoughts?
I like it.
But we can tie into that when we get into the budget. Discussion too.
Do you want to until we do the budget discussion?
Yeah, okay. So
well, that's more
because they kind of intertwine. So,
all right, let's move on then to the 2024 final tax levy and budgets.
All right. So I guess, first of all, we'll just open it to public comments. But the first thing I'll address is, like Sheldon, what you had said, the changes from the budget workshop to the final. Basically, what we did is use city reserves. So that's what was reduced, mainly was the city reserves minus a few other minor adjustments we made. But the big thing there was, is we decided to use city reserves to help keep the tax levy at, we're proposing a 2% increase there. Oh, wait, that's 12.5, sorry. So what we proposed was a 2%, but what the impact will be is probably about 4.5% increase on average is probably what the taxpayer is going to see in 2024. Doesn't mean somebody may be 2, somebody may be 6, because it's going to vary based on your evaluation. You know, if you did improvements or something of that nature that bumped up your house substantially, that can also increase your taxes. So basically what we had accounted for, Sheldon, was to, you know, to touch you base on you, is we, I think we lowered snow plowing a couple grand. We added $1,500 to rentals for revenue increase. And then mainly the rest, I believe, we just looked at using reserves to get that tax base down from that 5-6% that we were looking at to down to 2%, proposed 2% from 2023 to 2024. So you really won't see much difference in the workshop budget proposal to what we're proposing tonight in the final budget.
Yeah, I think I saw the question I have right now is on page 2, what did that amendment come back to where we have given us in terms of selling 300 to the negative 9 grand?
What are you at? What?
Page 3. Other expenditures. Second page of the
122.
Line 122.
Thank you. Yes, line 121.
So what's your question on that?
What is that change from
like $573 to -9? I'd have to look at the last one to see what the adjustment that's minus. That's minus water and sewer. So that's also going to include debt service there. I guess what's the question? From what to what?
You're right. Yeah, that number right there. In the workshop, one was $7,300 to the positive, not negative 9. So I'm just trying to figure out what the number came.
Well, the big difference in there is you'll see will be here, right here, in the general fund of the reserves we use. So that's why that number changed from the positive to the negative. So that's the net income loss in the general fund, whereas we proposed no loss in the general fund. You know, if you add them two numbers up, that 7 whatever and that 9 whatever, it probably comes pretty close to that 16,366.
Any other questions from the public or comments in regards to what is looking to be proposed for the 2024 budget?
So the only one other thing we had is there's a quick change if the council's okay with it, but the sidewalk out here, we thought of putting that off till 2025 because there's other areas that need addressing in front of the building here. We can do some easy, quick patch to get us by till 2025. So thought process is taking that $1,000 that we had in the budget for the community center here, moving it over to the community hall for the sidewalk replacement there at $4,000 and getting that done. And then at 2025, we would assess the front here, unless council has any objections.
I mean, I think kind of that's a more publicly trafficked area. So I think, you know, try to limit any slips or trips or anything over there is probably in our benefit.
So from the budget workshop, that's the only change I have in the budget. Other than what you want to do for water, sewer, and stormwater. I mean, if you wanted my recommendation from as treasurer, I think water we'd be okay, not raising rates.
Yeah.
I just did this so you can see what 1% generates. But I think sewer is where we should be looking at increasing the rates. I know it's healthy, but we have probably about $200,000 worth of work outside this year to do with the riprap. So I think that's a fund we need to look at addressing, you know, and if we were to increase, you know, the sewer. So I guess what I like to look at is where people, what people, I understand rates are high. I get it. But, you know, there are infrastructure needs. So, you know, if you do water, take that out. And I think stormwater even is healthy or sufficient enough there. But if we even just, I'll tell you what it is. So even if you do a 5% increase in sewer, the average monthly rate is going to go up $1.58. That's the whole bill for water, storm, and whatever. But then that helps, as you can see, adds about $3,300 to that fund. And I think sewer is a fund we're going to have to look at, start putting some money into for the riprap project out at the ponds.
Right, because that $200,000 just for phase two, not three.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a whole other.
I mean, we're minimum $200,000 to finish that. Hopefully we can get some grant monies and some other things, but... So if anything, my recommendation would be to look at the sewer fund at this point.
Makes sense. I mean, that's our greatest need right now. For now.
If we can keep water at zero, I mean, it's not increasing everything at once.
Right. Like I said, if you go 5% on sewer to generate about $3,400 extra dollars, it's about a, you know, a $15 increase for the year, roughly.
Almost 19.
Okay, 19, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, yeah, it's not much of it to start, right?
Any thoughts from the public on that?
Just on 1% of that. You're talking about a 5% increase, is that correct?
For?
What were we just talking about?
For sewer.
For sewer.
No, I mean before that.
The tax levy. Your taxes.
That's
yeah, I mean, we're only increasing our bottom line by 2%. But because of, I mean, it's hard when people show up to one meeting and have to explain, you know, a year's worth of things, but I'll do my best.
No, I get it.
So we lost monies in fiscal disparities. Hence, that's why it won't be an average of 2%. So we're receiving less money from the state that goes to help offset your taxes, right? And what fiscal disparities are is something that was created years ago to help small communities that don't have, you know, infrastructure or a lot of business space. So that went down 16%, which affects the tax rate. So if you see here, what we try to look at is on an average, you know, the tax rate. And as you can see, in 2002, it was 106. It went down here because we got an increase in fiscal disparities. And now we got a decrease in, so your tax rate's 90%. So, you know, overall, I'd say in the last 5 years, it's still down from what it was 5 years ago. But as you can see, so your tax, city tax rate will be 90.39 compared to 85.78 in 2023. So that's why I said on average, you're going to see about a 4.5% increase in your taxes.
18.6% and 32.6% increase on my properties.
That was proposed. We proposed a 24% increase. So it should go down substantially.
Okay, that was my question. When you're talking about 5 and 6%, I'm looking
at right, yeah. Right. It'll be way different than the proposed.
Yeah. Tenants aren't going to like that.
So I got one longer comment and question. The comment basically is looking at the taxes and comments were made about the benchmark valuation, but the bottom line really is. For the city of Hamburg, we have an actual 2023, we have a proposed 2024. To get that percentage, you take your proposed minus your last year's, take that amount divided by your proposed, you come up with 45%. That is the percentage that goes across there. Doesn't matter what your property tax or your property value is, or that part of it. Calculation that part.
There is. There's a different valuation calculation that goes into your valuation too.
All right. All right. I don't know what those tables are. So.
And if you want them, Sheldon, I can get them from the county.
That's fine. I guess what I'm going at is you, because Tracy had a different number, Mayor Lund had a different number. Yours was closer to mine. You had a lower number on yours, but wasn't really in our meeting. But they all said that as you don't have the meetings. So, on the layman term, what we're trying to understand, the budget's a big amount of pages trying to decipher, figuring out, and look at it. The hardest part is, how do we know that the last number is going to be on the city taxes? You know, we got a proposal looking that was printed out, everybody got it, but from what the final will be, and that you're talking about a 2% and that kind of stuff there. How do we really know what that number is going to be here? Or
you have that spreadsheet? You have that spreadsheet?
What's that?
The spreadsheet?
If we put so are you getting at your there. Personal or?
It's a measurement set, right? It's going down. I'm hearing it's not going to be as surprisingly high as what this one has.
Right. Correct.
But we have no feeler to know what kind of change, what less it's going to be. That's going to be $100 less or $1,000 less. We have no idea.
And I would have to get you that formula.
And that's the tough part about
right.
You know, I agree with your
because what you could look at is your tax statement. And I don't know. I'd have to look at someone's tax statement to see if it shows the city rate on there. You know what I mean? What your portion is.
My property value went down about $3,000 and my taxes look like they're going up about $1,100.
Yeah, it doesn't show anything on there on the city rate.
So without knowing that was not that you took the budget, take last year divided by the budget, what's that percentage?
Sorry, what now? I got two.
So without knowing those numbers, at that gentleman end, he took the budget to the last year's and divided by the budget, what that percentage would be. That's all at the bottom, they were very bottom.
Now, are you talking the budget or the valuation based?
Tax
change here is the 2% is taking. See, here's what we had last year, 2023, is what we certified as our tax levy of taxes we needed to collect. Okay. So that was 563,828. This year, we're proposing 575,105. That amount gets reduced by fiscal disparities, okay, to what the actual total taxes are that they need to collect based on the city, right? But then what your actual valuation is a different formula too, because it's 1% of SOMA, 100,000, and then it goes up. And I don't exactly know it because the county does them calculations. But like you said, if you want them calculations, I can get them to you. And even on their website, they have, you can put your house value in there. But the problem is right now, when you do it, it's going to do the proposed rate. It automatically does that calculation.
So where are they coming up with this $699,000 for 2024 proposed?
Again, it's you guys are throwing numbers at me, and I don't know where they're coming from.
That's where they're getting the 24%, because that $699,000 is a far cry less than a 575.
That was our initial proposal, so they must have just ran that 24%.
Yeah, that's the 24%.
Yeah.
And that's showing you what we proposed, but now we're proposing 2%.
Okay.
Which is, so that 699 is not going to be, right, the 575.
It's 575,105.
Okay. Thanks
for your money. Yeah, and I apologize, I don't have that formula memorized, but if you want it, I can get it to you.
Right. Things from memory, but
right.
When you're saying 2%, and we're looking at 24% or 8%.
Proposed again. Remember, we're talking final now. We always reduce the proposed.
Yeah.
Ever since I've been here, I think we have.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is as Chris has said 500 times, when we set the proposed, we can't go any higher. So when we set the proposed, we throw everything in the budget.
Okay.
You know, and then we're like, okay, that can wait, got to take that out. And I think the whole process here with the council has taken the resident into account, because we know times are hard and inflation's high.
Well, I mean, and that's why we're here to ask about this, to get these questions. Not
right.
Interrupt or not.
Right, right. No, I totally understand.
This proposed is $7,276 for my house. That's well over, that's $600 a month that I pay just for taxes, just to live in my house without any payments or any interest or maintenance or anything. So that's what I'm, it's like, this is getting good. So, question asked, we answered.
Yeah, and I think another aspect we can look at is I'll try to have something I'll get from the county for future referencing, like, let's say, what's the increase going to be on a $250,000 house, a $300,000 house, or some of that extent would probably help you guys more than what I'm showing.
Sure.
So from what I'm hearing, that might be more so.
We can put it up there as an estimate of, say, hey, how much more am I going to be paying a month? You know,
right.
If we propose this, valuations.
If we propose this.
Right.
According to valuation. What is that going to be, impact going to be on a $250,000 house in town?
Right.
You know, we can look at that, and I'll get them formulas from the county and work that route. And maybe that'll be a, easier to understand because that'll give you a direct communication versus the numbers I'm giving you isn't probably helping you.
It is helpful, actually.
Okay.
But I can understand that most other residents probably would be saying, I don't understand this, and I don't think I'll just pay what I have to. But if you could break it down to something that other people can understand.
Right. And the county has all that info too, so I'll get it.
So based on what you mentioned earlier, Sheldon, actual increase would be 3.28%. 3.28%.
Okay.
I was trying to do a longhand, and I was not. My numbers are
okay.
What was that for? So if you take the increase over last year's budget, divide it back into last year's budget, that's the increase that we went from last year to this year, based on where we're at right now with the
percentage increase. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that would have been pretty close. You know, as you can see, there was a bigger increase. But
yeah,
I mean, I can go back, and we've never, we really, really have tried to keep it at 5% or below.
Yeah, and the number we can't really show definitively up there right now is because everybody's property values are a little bit different, and they increase differently from last year to this year. And that is that because of fiscal disparity and our tax capacity changing from year to year, that's what's going to throw that number off at the end of the year. And that's why Sheldon and I's number on the proposed looked as astronomical as it was, and where some others didn't look quite as high as our number was.
My property value decreased.
Right.
But taxes increased.
Yeah.
Or this proposed tax.
Right.
So that's what was said. It's I just didn't like that 18% and 32% increase.
I would have traded.
Pretty good. My neighbors were pretty much the same too with 45%. But my question was answered satisfactory because of what you brought up, going from $699 to $575. So good.
Council, anything else? Public, anything else? You're the only one who hasn't said anything yet. Okay. And council, as far as the changes in the rates and that, is the council looking to take staff recommendation of the 5% in the sewer fund and everything else being status quo?
Yes. And the hall changes.
Yep. And the hall changes, yeah. And moving.
So if someone wants cement to make a motion on the hall increases and increase in sewer 5%.
Make a motion to raise the hall rental payment and the sewer rates up to 5%.
Councilman Poplar, second.
Moved and seconded to approve the city fee schedule increases to the hall rental and to the sewer fund or sewer rates. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes.
So then we would just need to approve resolution 2023-13, adopting the 2024 budget and final tax levy.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve resolution number 2022-13, 2024 budget, final tax levy.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2023-13, the 2024 budget and final tax levy. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. We have our budget for 2024. Okay, we'll move on then to city council reports. Councilman Closing.
Nothing, but then again, like I've said many a times, please stop throwing your toothpick flossers on the side of the road in front of the park and elsewhere. Because I don't know if you're buying by the bag and you think it's a fun joke, but it's not a fun joke anymore. It's been going on for about 2 years. Yeah, so that's all I have.
Yeah. Councilman Popular.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Wilder?
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy?
I just got one quick thing. I probably should have brought it up at the meeting, but did we get any bids for the, you were out for bid on the grinder station, right, with a new company? Anything back from them yet? Yep. Good, bad? Talk about it another time.
Higher. Well,
a little bit, but we're in the.
We're kind of, it's. Yeah, we'll talk about another time. It's kind of. We want to be apples to apples because right now the one control panel is. The bid we got from Quality today is a better control panel than the other one, so we're going to get. So we want to be apples to apples. So
okay.
It's. Yeah. It's higher, but it's not so much higher
than anything. Okay, progress anyway.
It's just kind of, we'll go through that all, I mean, probably on January or January
yeah. meeting. Okay, yeah. I was just curious.
We'll have the solid yep. numbers in January, so you guys yep. can have the two bids and approve one of them probably.
Okay, that's all I had, I was just curious.
Okay, one thing I have is we will try to get our last newsletter out for this year. And that, and so if anybody has any ideas that they want to include into it, I always let the city staff and myself know. Actually, sounds like we might start seeing an increase in the size of that newsletter going forward. There's a couple of people that have asked to maybe on a quarterly basis give some updates and different things. So that's always going to be a positive there. Other than that, I would look for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Moving second to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for December 12th, 2023 is adjourned at 2:02.